game. Harbor Beach had an open game. It came with came together within 24 hours. We were going to broadcast it. Sure enough, the mother of all mothers came through and just plowed out everything and canceled the game.
The person that spearheaded the whole thing of scheduling the game last year was Paul Adams, the editor-in-chief of the sports department at the Huron Daily Tribune. He noticed that both teams had an opening and everything, and he did a nice job to go ahead and facilitate the fact that both teams wanted to play, and they had it all scheduled, and we were ready to go ahead and broadcast, and then Mother Nature hit.
You know, I was looking back. I think we had six games that were canceled or moved or something, because I have a ton of scripts just sitting at home from last season that will just never be used. It's like the forgotten files of WLW Sports.
It'll be in the archives. Maybe some archaeologist might discover it someday. Hey, this is pretty good stuff.
Time capsule found in Boston type thing. Well, 47.9 seconds left in the JV game. Harbor Reach is hanging on to a 10-point lead. 50-40, the JV of Harbor Reach was leading by as many as 20 points just a few moments ago. But the Pirates of the red and black style are trying to make a comeback here in the final minute of the fourth quarter.
Well, like good kids from a good program, they're not going to make it easy on anybody. And 47.9 seconds to go. They're going to give the Pirates everything they want, being Pirates.
Yes. You know, every game always has a difficulty for as far as broadcasting goes. With Bad Axe and Ubley, basically everyone's a junior except for a few from Ubley. You're learning new names. You're stuck up in the rafters there in the field house, and you're trying to get through it. You're sweating. You feel like you're in the trenches there, and you fight through it. You say, all right, we're going to be in Harbor Beach. We're broadcasting right from center court. No problem. I know most of the names already. And what do? Peck goes and gets a few with the last same name, and they're both named Pirates. So we'll see how tonight goes.
What are you going to do?
Well, there's absolutely nothing I'm going to do about it. It's just the fact I need to complain to someone. Well, it might as well be you.
The team of red. Now, the team in red, they just shot. Okay, the team in white, they did.
Yeah. I'll just be very vague, and we'll see if you can put the pieces of puzzle together at the very end.
Red, of course, is always the road color for the high school, Michigan High School Athletic Association.
It's supposed to be dark, technically.
Always colors on the road.
Dark is supposed to be your color on the road, unless you're Dallas Cowboys.
That's true. That's true. Well, but that's another story.
Uh-huh.
And white at home. Or a color of something of that nature.
So say you have blue and green jerseys. What's your dark color? Blue?
I think it's time to get new jerseys. But that's another state.
Well, this is going nowhere, so we're going to take a quick break here on the WLAW Sports Network. Your hardwood home for high school hoops. 52-40 in the JV game. Harbor Beach leading Peck.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Caro. Looking for a bargain on a 2014 Dodge Grand Caravan with under 100 miles? Take it home for only $18,987. Or get a new 2014 Jeep Cherokee Latitude with a V6, remote start, and a backup camera for only $23,987.
Choose any Ford F-150 in the lot, and you may save up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Tonight Tonight's broadcast is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. Make the switch today. I made the switch about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, 2 bills ago, I should say. Pleased, to say the least, I must say. The transition from the number, from the 517 number to the 989, piece of cake. Piece of cake. I was dreading it for 4 years. So once it happened, I was good. I was excited for it to be done.
Fantastic.
Clark Ramsey and John Mooney here on your WLW Sports broadcast tonight. Peck at Harbor Beach as the JV game is just getting done. And let's take a look at the Peck Pirates. They're 3-1 overall. They lost on Saturday. That's right, 2 days ago, Saturday, to Richmond at home, 41-45. Peck is 2-0 in league play in the NCTL. They're currently tied for first place with Kingston, and they play Kingston on Wednesday. Peck is coached by Jeremy Abrego, very nice man. We talked to him before the broadcast here. His fifth season as the head coach. This season, the Peck Pirates score on average 54 points per outing, and with impressive defensive numbers to go along with it, a mere 31.5 points per game. So overall, the Pirates of St. Helen County have a 22.5 point advantage overall. On the road, Peck has only left the nest once so far this year, up to Caseville, a game they won 52-24. So the offense stays on track, and so far, the defense as well. In non-league games, the Pirates of Peck are 1-1, averaging 51.5 on offense and 37.5 on defense. So again, similar numbers to their overall average. Now let's take a look inside the red and black huddle with John and Mooney.
Of course, this is the first meeting between these two squads. Coach Jeremy Abrego's Peck Pirates, they are one of the area's best teams. They boast a solid inside-outside attack led by seniors Tom Gallagher, Caleb Dudley, and brothers Kyle and Cody Abrego. Now tonight's key for Peck, I think, is going to be attack the paint. They've got to look for their aggressiveness. Just put it up against Harbor Beach and get Harbor Beach in foul jeopardy, thus neutralizing Harbor Beach's inside presence and also dictating the game's tempo.
The Peck Pirates are taking full advantage of a now 7-team NCTL schedule. Previously, the NCTL had 8 teams, but with the loss of Port Hope, the North and South divisions combine in its one big happy conference, extending all the way from Mayville all the way up to Port Austin. Peck has scheduled 6 of its 8 non-conference scheduled games against Class C or B teams, 4 from the Greater Thumb East, and 2 more from the BWAC. So far, they are 0-1 against Class C schools. Well, the Pirates' tale, the mighty red and black start out the season on a 3-game winning streak, defeating New Haven Merritt, Caseville, followed by North Huron. In each of those 3 games, Peck won by double digits, 32, 28, and 34. The average score was 58.3 to 27. In fact, no team scored more than 30 points. Then they cruised south and took on Richmond after a 14-day sabbatical from basketball, and they fell short on Saturday by 4 points, 41-45. The Peck Pirates of Peck have a home-dominant schedule with 12 home games and only 8 away from Peck. Oddly enough, the final 10 games of the season, get this, it's home, 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 that's 6, followed by the final 4 games, away, 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 away.
I like the way they schedule.
Copy and paste for as far as the Excel files go, I will say that. Peck is currently on a 1-game losing streak, having lost to Richmond. After tonight, it's back-to-back with 3 more games at home, this being a mere 1-game road trip.
If the Peck Pirates do have an Achilles heel, Clark, it's going to be on the foul stripe. They're 22-37 with a 59% clip right now, but it also depends on who's on the line. If you put up Caleb Dudley, for example, I mean, it's going to be lights out. Same thing goes with Cody Abrego. I mean, he's shooting 75%. Tom Gallagher, 67%. But Kyle Abrego right now is about 50%. So it depends on who's on the line.
We'll see, and see if we can get the Abregos straight out there, Kyle or Cody, and then, of course, coached by Jeremy Abrego.
Kyle's tall, and Cody's not.
I'll take your word for it. 12 minutes and 55 seconds before tipping off here from Harbor Beach as the Peck Pirates are on the road taking on the Pirates of the North. Sure, well, that sticks, I guess, so far. But you're tuned to WLEW Sports, Sports Radio 102.1, your Hardwood home for high school hoops in the South of Michigan.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock.